Yesterday's Supreme Court decision was based on the idea that colleges and universities can use affirmative action to promote diversity. But affirmative action was conceived not just for the sake of diversity, but also to give opportunities to minorities who had faced discrimination and unequal treatment. Commentator Dan Olmos says that diversity is important, but that in his experience, minority students still need affirmative action for equal opportunity.
For 2 years before starting law school, I was an elementary school teacher in what is, by many accounts, one of the worst school districts in the entire country. Roosevelt Elementary School in Compton, California, has about 1,600 students in kindergarten through fifth grade. When I was a teacher there, we had two functioning bathrooms, no nurse, 5 old computers, outdated books and supplies, more than half uncredentialed teachers, not one blade of grass, and in my classes, not one white student. During the end of my second year in Compton, when I started to tell my kids' parents I was leaving, they would ask me why. And while my answers varied slightly, they all skirted the real truth. I was leaving Compton because I stopped believing in what I was telling their children. If they valued their educations and worked hard, everything would turn out fine. I couldn't bear to tell the parents what they probably already knew, that in California, more than 2/3 of high school dropouts are African American and Latino. Still, wealthy schools, which tend to be mostly white, have more money than schools that are minority and poor. Then I would have to tell those parents about college admissions policies that favor legacies and high schools with good reputations. I am currently a law student at Bolt Hall at UC Berkeley, where the year after Proposition 209 ended affirmative action in California, only one black student entered. Still, the real tragedy that is the end of affirmative action is in places like Compton. In our forgotten communities, affirmative action programs are about so much more than creating a diverse educational atmosphere. They are about offering an equal opportunity to deserving and capable minority youth who have battled unequal odds all of their lives. Affirmative action, above all, should be about equality.
Dan Olmos is the recruitment chair for the Coalition for Diversity at UC Berkeley Law School. His commentary comes to us from Youth Radio. Tomorrow, another view of the relationship between affirmative action and diversity.